This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon. Thank you all for being here. We'll try to keep it brief because of the weather, but we appreciate you all coming out on this cold, rainy day in Buffalo. But we're excited. We have a really big announcement to make, and so we're going to bring some sunshine on this otherwise rainy day. I want to thank my partners, current partners that are over here, and future new partners for being here. Obviously, I want to thank the mayor for being here. Help us break ground on what's going to be a phenomenal historic adaptive reuse of the structure. Our design team is here. Gwen Howard and the Azar design team. She's a legend in the historic adaptive reuse space, so we're really proud that she's working with us on this project. And I also want to thank our lender. I should have our lender on our shoulders up here because lenders aren't lending anymore, so when we do have lenders who are stepping up and doing projects, you want to thank them and praise them. But Greg Helmer from CMB Bank, Canandaigua National Bank, they're the lender on this project, and they've been steadfast in their commitment to Buffalo and to this project, especially during these otherwise choppy times in the capital market. So we're really proud to have Greg as a partner on this project. So I'm going to talk a little bit about how the partnership came together and what we're going to be doing, and then the projects. And the mayor is going to say a few words, and then we're going to break ground, right? So we'll try to do all that in about 10 minutes if we can. So how did we get here? That's the biggest question everybody seems to ask, is how did you hook up with Dion? Well, like everything in Buffalo, you know somebody. So Chris Calla, who's a mutual friend, he's actually distantly related to me, which I guess, we're all distantly related here in Buffalo, right? So he introduced us because Dion wanted to get involved in real estate projects here in Western New York. So we got together, and I'll tell you a quick story because it's important. We had a lot of common bonds. You know, we're big guys who like to eat, which is obvious, right? But we have a lot of common love for Buffalo, right? And it goes beyond that. So we both love football. Clearly, we're Buffalo Bills fans. I've been here, hometown fan forever, season ticket holder for a very long time. He's a legend for the Buffalo Bills, but I played left tackle all the way through college. So, I'm not the best left tackle on the planet like him, but I think I get a little respect for that. I played the position, right? I get a little respect from you on that, right?
You're all right.
All right. So that's a common touch point. And one thing you may not know about Dion is he's a serial entrepreneur. So we had that in common. We're entrepreneurs at heart. And so once I got to understand what he's doing in business, I was just blown away. And so, why don't you tell people a little bit about some of your businesses? I think it's important that they know what a business tycoon you are in Western New York.
Yeah, I mean, well, hello, everybody. For the business side, I have so many things going. I have my motorsport team. I got my clothing. I have my marketing team. I have my production team, which is here now. Like, I have so many different things moving. And then I have smaller real estate things that I've, started with. Like, I have a few homes in Hamburg, and then I have my house in Orchard Park, and then another one in East Aurora that I've been renting out, and just trying to see how things go to really see if this was the life that I wanted. And then with seeing it and feeling it, and then developing things in Rochester and doing different things, and then teaming up and with Nick, it seemed like it was the perfect thing. So that's a little bit of it. We can get more into detail, but that's just a little bit.
So that was really fascinating to me, and I said, this is a perfect business for you to be in. It's going to be a lot less hard on the knees and the shoulders than your current career, right?
So,
but it has its own challenges, but it's a lot of fun, and especially when we're doing great projects like this. But the most important touch point for us was our love for the community. It was clear the first time we got together what a big heart he had for the community. I think most of you know what he does, but I don't think you know how deep it is. This Dion is probably one of the most community-oriented sports figures in the entire country, right? And we're blessed to have him here in Buffalo. He is truly a community champion. Multiple times on nominated for Walter Payton Man of the Year. He's involved in so many charities in Western New York. And he said to me one time, and it stuck with me. You probably don't even remember this, but he said the most special part about Buffalo is the more you give to the community, the more they wrap your arms around you and give to you. And that really just made a heck of a lot of sense, being born and raised here. And that's one of the reasons I love this community so much. And I'm sure the mayor would say the same thing, being born and raised here in Buffalo. That's what makes it special. And that was a common bond for us. So we got together and we said, you know what? We're gonna do some really impactful projects in Buffalo. So we're gonna be the developer. Obviously we're builders and that's gonna be our role. But what makes this partnership unique is that Dion is going to curate the space, right? So what does that mean? So he's going to be working on all the design elements, curating the common areas and all the amenities, and he's going to put his snowman touch on all these apartments. So why don't you give me a little snapshot of your vision for how we market these units and what's going to make them special?
Yeah, well, I think when he mentions the snowman touch, I think it's more so saying like the swagger part of it to make it look, more of the, not the younger world, but like to connect that bridge because to speak more on it, it's like what I have vision is to put the history of the football team, to put the history of the city in this building, whether it's pictures, murals, art. I think music is the universal language, and that's a beautiful way to connect that bridge and to communicate with people without physically communicating with people. That's initially it, but with the gym and the different things and having people kind of be like the pros in some way, and just to have a little bit more connection to us, because what I've learned is this community, when the Bills win, the community wins. Everybody's happy. So if you could have that in this building 24/7, why not? So I think that is a good point to have in the building and to just continue to show, because whether you're a Bills fan or not, when you live here in Buffalo, you can't run from it. So always shine light on it and see what, shadows around.
And there may be some Dion swag in the future for our residents of these buildings. More to come on that, but there could be a little added bonus there as well. So that's the partnership. We're looking at three projects specifically, right? So we're putting together an opportunity zone fund that's gonna invest in $45 million worth of projects here in the city of Buffalo. And we're gonna take underutilized and distressed buildings and we're gonna breathe new life into them and revitalize them and make them mixed use housing for Buffalo. And there's gonna be workforce housing and market rate housing for the city of Buffalo, which we're excited about. So this project's the first one. This project's going to start this summer. We're waiting on a approval from the National Park Service, but as soon as we get that approval, we're going to start this project. There's going to be 31 workforce housing units here. They're going to be fantastic. This used to be an old medical office building. Many of you have probably come here for services over the years. It's been has a long history. This building is going to be fantastic when it's all said and done. We've done a number of projects here in the Elmwood Village, Allentown area, and they've all been successful. This is Buffalo's best neighborhood, and anytime we enhance the housing here, the community responds in kind, right? So we're thrilled that this project's going to start here soon, and it'll probably take about 10 to 12 months on construction, and we'll have 31 really elevated apartments when it's all said and done. Second project is the Market Arcade project on Main Street. That's currently where our headquarters is, 617 Main Street, one of Buffalo's gems architecturally. It's an EB Green building. Before COVID, it was bustling with office tenants, great companies were in there, nonprofits, and obviously post-COVID, it's not the same. So we had to rethink about what's going to work in that space. So we're going to put 53 market rate apartments in there. All the first floor tenants are going to stay. So it's going to be a true mixed use building, and it's going to create a live, work, play environment for us in downtown Buffalo. And I'm sure the mayor would agree that's what we need to revitalize downtown Buffalo. We need more people living downtown. And that's what this fund is going to be about, more people living in our great city. Obviously, we need more offices to bring their tenants back too, and their employees. So, you know, we're always calling for that. But we can do our part, which is bring great housing into the city of Buffalo so that there's more people on a 24/7 basis in downtown Buffalo. And the third project, which will start in 2026, is right up the street from that one at 765 Main Street. That's called the Spalding Building. It's right on the edge of the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus. And that one's gonna be 24 apartments. That's gonna be a restoration project as well. And they're all historic. We're gonna use historic tax credits. And as I mentioned, they're all Opportunity Zone eligible. And we're thrilled to get them all done. So those are the three projects. That's the partnership, Mayor. We appreciate your support, and we'd love to have you say a few words. Thank you,
sir.
By the way, Mayor was an excellent football player as well. I forgot to mention that at time, and he made time and proud on the field.
Yeah, one of my old arch nemesis.
That's right. We battled a couple times when I was for St. Joe's and he was for Timon. So, yeah.
And listen, it's not a problem if you're not the best left tackle at certain things when you've got someone like Dion around, but when you're not the best left tackle at your own announcement, that's a problem.
That is a problem.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's I'm thrilled to be here today on Buffalo's historic North Street where we're announcing a new transformative partnership here in the city of Buffalo. But we're announcing so much more than just a groundbreaking. We're talking about a collaborative partnership that blends professional experience and community commitment. And Nick has long done that. Dion's time here in Buffalo, he's been the personification of community commitment. And so bringing these two together is just going to bode tremendously well for this community and throughout the entire city of Buffalo. I just want to thank Dion and Nick for coming together and putting this partnership together. I often talk about partnerships. I consistently talk about partnerships and collaborating, the importance of that, and making sure we're pulling in the same direction towards mutually agreed upon goals. And this is the first project under the Sinatra Snow Opportunity Zone. As Nick mentioned, but it won't be the last. And this is an opportunity for them to turn a long vacant structure here on North Street into a productive, adaptively reused building that will benefit this community for years to come. As Nick talked about, Dion talked about, when we invest in Buffalo, when we invest in our neighborhoods, it snowballs. People take notice, they invest, and there's more victories than just the one project. So this fund, it's about more than just this one building. It's about creating opportunity. It's direct investment in our community, revitalizing neighborhoods, and keeps capital right here in the city of Buffalo. So I want to thank Nick again. I want to thank Dion for this partnership. This is, when I talk about partnerships, this is a prime example of it. And this is what I want to continue to see moving forward throughout the city of Buffalo, whether that's different levels of government, working with our private sector, with our nonprofit sector, our residents, different organizations, making sure that we're partnering together and moving in the same direction to make Buffalo the best version of itself. And because of partnerships like this, we're going to see that. And I'm just so anxious to work with everyone here moving forward on this project and other projects as we move Buffalo forward. So thank you for having me here today.
Thank you, Mayor. Anything else you want to say, partner?
When we speak from the heart, that's all I know how to do. Well, let me just give my heart on this stuff. For everybody that does know me, or for the people and that don't, I only know how to tell the truth with certain things, okay? With things like this, that what's going on, it's the same as everything else that I do in the community. From when I'm helping children, from when I'm helping adults, when we're trying to do things in the prisons and doing all type of things, when you put your energy, your effort, and your love places, it grows. When you water it, it grows. When you seed it, there's an opportunity for it to grow. And this is just what we're doing here. You know, Buffalo in a whole is getting better, right? From its sports, from its attention here, from the stadium that's being put up, everything has a piece in everything that's going on. And we're fueling it because we care, and we're fueling it because we love this city. And I've been a part of this community and the city for 9 years, and I'm telling you, this is my home more than any place in the country. I have a home in Florida. I'm here, right? I'm here all off season. I jump around, but I come back here. I have fun here. I live here. I eat here. I love here. That's really all I want to say, but we appreciate y'all. And this is just the start of one thing, which turns into 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, until this place is literally the best place in everyone's eyes in the world, not just ours. So start to something great.
Thank you. Yep. We can take a few questions before we do the ceremonial groundbreaking.
Yeah. It's historic. Like, I think that when you drive through Buffalo, you can easily knock a building down and put a whole new look to it. But when Nick was telling me about the history of the building, and that, you know, not the older people, but like the older people have been here and been in and out of here, but to keep it kind of look similar to what people are used to. But when you go on the inside, it's 2025. I think that's beautiful to keep the structure here, because the structure in this town is very strong. Just some things just need to be just tightened up and, you know, changed a little bit on the inside, and it becomes new, where Buffalo never, you know, disappears. It stays present.
Well, what makes it work is the Opportunity Zone program, frankly. If it weren't for that program, a number of the projects that we were able to complete and are continuously working on over the past few years wouldn't be possible. So it's a project that brings in outside investment capital into Buffalo. It levels a playing field with Buffalo with some other more attractive markets, you know, that have the panache for national-wide investors. So the program is about to expire at the end of 26. So we wanted to act. We wanted to act now. So that was a big driving factor for us as well.
Can you say that it's $45 million of total investment between the three? How much of that do you have firmed up, and how much more for this fund, $20 million fund? Do you have all that $20 million coming from Dion, or do you have other investors?
Well, lenders? So certainly lenders are going to be involved. There's local lenders and regional lenders that we've signed up for these projects. But the key with the fund, as the mayor said, is it brings outside investors in. It keeps capital here, and it brings outside investors here. So we're going to pull our capital and bring in others, right? So we've got over 100 investors that we have brought into this community and our various different projects. We've got a 15-year track record where we invested over $100 million in the city of Buffalo, created over 100 jobs directly for our company and probably thousands through our investment. And we've done that with largely outside capital. And we're very proud of that. And so, again, the partnership here is 1 + 1 = 10, right? So you take our existing investor base and you combine it with some of the folks that Dion knows from around the country, and we're gonna be able to really showcase the city and its projects, like you said. So that's a really powerful part about the program. It's a national program, and it's gonna bring eyeballs and investment into the city in a time where otherwise capital markets are really dry. Well, it's like what Dion said, you know, the analogy that he used, I've used before in real estate too. Real estate is like a flower. You plant it and it has to get a proper sunlight and a proper water, and then it grows and it provides fruit, right? And that's what real estate is. It's a constantly a reinvestment into the property. And so that's what we do. We take old properties and we reinvest in them, and we make them new, but we celebrate the historic nature of them, and that's what we're going to do with these three projects.
Do you still need to get additional funding, or do you have all the full 45?
Look, we're not going to get into specifics about each of these projects in terms of the capital raise, but we're very confident that each of the three projects will be fully funded by the time they start. The Market Arcade project isn't going to start for another 6 more months. This one's going to start imminently. And the Spalding project won't start until 2026. So this is going to be a staged development series with this fund, and we're very confident that we'll have the capital we need to get those projects completed on time.
Dion, it was mentioned you're a serial entrepreneur. Speaking of which, no serial. Can fans expect maybe a very, very interesting 45?
Well, I'm going to say yes. You can expect more and more and more of snow. Anything that the people love, I'm happy to continue to feed it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.